Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
But ever since the Garden of Eden, when Eve was convinced by the snake to eat the apple,
The Dana Show,
women too have been convinced to go for the apple by the snake. There's a reason why you're not the head of your household.
Now, night, 10 p.m. on 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning. Welcome. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is 6:23. And yeah, there is a lot going on. One of them is that Joe Biden pardoned Hunter. I know you're shocked because he clearly said he was not going to do that, and clearly he lied. So there goes your shock right out the window. Here's the statement, and really, I'm going to try to get through this with a straight face. Think about the way the statement is and then how they went after Trump. Today, I signed a pardon for my son, Hunter. From the day I took office, I said I would not interfere with the Justice Department's decision-making. And I kept my word, even as I've watched my son being selectively and unfairly prosecuted. Without aggravating factors like use in a crime, multiple purchases, or buying a weapon as a straw purchaser, people are almost never brought to trial on felony charges solely for how they filled out a gun form. Those who were late paying their taxes because of serious addictions, but paid them back subsequently with interest and penalties, are typically given non-criminal resolutions. It is clear that Hunter was treated differently. The charges in his case came about only after several of my political opponents in Congress instigated them to attack me and oppose my election. Then, a carefully negotiated plea deal agreed to by the Department of Justice unraveled in the courtroom, with a number of my political opponents in Congress taking credit for bringing political pressure on the process. Had the plea deal held, it would have been a fair, reasonable resolution of Hunter's cases. No reasonable person who looks at the facts of Hunter's cases can reach any other conclusion than Hunter was singled out, only because he is my son, and that is wrong. There has been an effort to break Hunter, who has been 5.5 years sober, even in the face of unrelenting attacks and selective prosecution. In trying to break Hunter, they've tried to break me, and there's no reason to believe it will stop here. Enough is enough. For my entire career, I have followed a simple principle. Just tell the American people the truth.
You can't even say it.
The truth.
Wow.
They'll be fair-minded. Here's the truth. I believe in the justice system, but as I have wrestled with this, I also believe raw politics has infected this process and led to a miscarriage of justice. And once I made this decision this weekend, there was no sense in delaying it further. I hope Americans will understand why a father and a president would come to this decision. I mean, can you believe it? You know, if you substitute some of the names, you could say the same thing about Trump. He wasn't selectively gone after for crimes that nobody else has. Like, what was it, the old inflating the value of real estate?
Right.
That whole garbage case? Yeah, no mention of that. Oh, because the Justice Department is perfect, except when they went after his son. That wasn't fair. So there you have it. I mean, look. I would do the same thing, but I wouldn't have lied to begin with when they said, are you going to pardon Hunter? I would have said, well, I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I'll examine that. You know, I'll look at that bridge when I get to it. Why would you have to lie and say, no, you're not going to? because when he made those statements, he was still in the running for a second term.
Sure. So he would have been president anyway. He could have done it then. But then if he'd lost the election to Donald Trump, or you know, then he would have still had time to pardon him on his way out.
That's
so
right.
Why not be upfront about it? You called it way on. You're like, no, he's a dad. He's going to do what he wants to do as a dad.
Right. I mean, we knew the fix was in, regardless of all the other factors. We knew, of course, he's going to.
Oh, yeah.
Here's what's trending on the sky.
The ceasefire in Lebanon.
Remarkable calm after what had been 14 months of war.
I think a lot of this has to do with the change administration's coming up.
The news that's trending.
I am concerned with all these nominees.
Well, I think she's compromised.
The news that's now.
The United States Lieutenant Colonel.
Don't let these allegations distract us. The Pentagon has been more focused on pronouns than they have lethality in the past 4 years.
Now, more news.
Updates every half hour.
Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3. The Sky.